Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bass University Live from the 2019 Bassmaster Classic. Here we are again. We are live. Bassmasters is on break, so hope you guys are spending some time with us. We've got a lot of great stuff that's going to be happening today. And right now, just want to introduce everybody to who we have here on set. We got Pat Renwick from Stray Cast is with us again.
Great to be here, everybody.
Pat, good to have you, man.
Yes, amazing.
I'm glad you made the trip down.
Hi, Pete Glusick.
Awesome to have you. And, of course, you guys know this guy, Fred Rombanis, from Bassmaster Elite fame, now MLF fame and the Frogmaster. Good to have you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
He's got the boom, boom, pow.
The boom, boom, pow.
He does.
He's got it all. BTC pulling his cables in the back. Eric, the intern's with us.
That's right.
Jeff, the greatest producer in the history of the world. Videographer. Standing there in the back. And that's who we got here today, guys. So we're live. There's a lot going on. We've been watching the Classic, man. It was predicted to be a giant, you know, wide-open Classic. All as we heard, we went down to Media Day. Everybody's on them.
Everybody's on. They're all catching them.
Everybody's catching them,
Fred. Wow.
You ever hear that?
You never hear that.
Do you ever hear that?
You know, no. Somebody's always whining.
Yeah,
like,
it's usually a bunch of whining.
Was there an office memo on sandbagging that may have been sent out that we don't know about?
What are the results right now? I'm not even
Much. Like, I just put a big one. I think he took the lead. He's hovering around 12 pounds last I checked. And Ike moved up to fourth place. So, but the first couple hours out of the gate, man, nothing was happening.
Wow.
Nobody was catching. And it was really surprising because Ike said he had the best Classic practice he's ever had.
We did have some crazy storms roll in last night. I mean, I was up till about 2:30, so I was pretty aware
did
of what
hear
was
some
going on.
Thunder
no,
and lightning?
I mean, I was walking in the streets while it was thundering.
You were editing videos, right? Is that what you were doing?
I was editing my Instagram. But I had to re-edit when I woke up this morning and delete.
I hate when that happens.
That was good. That's usually a good night.
Oh, it was awesome. I went to the Bass Pro Shop. They had a VIP deal.
Okay.
I got to meet a lot of really cool people there and see fans and, you know, do all that good stuff. And then we went to before that, I was at the Hall of Fame banquet.
Sure.
And so, and then we went and had dinner with some sponsors, and then we went down the streets. Next thing you know, I'm at a heavy metal concert in the little end of a bar.
That's outstanding.
It was freaking awesome. They were headbanging and everything. I was like, they still do this.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I got video.
Oh, my gosh.
Why didn't I get a text?
Yes.
Shoot.
Where's your buddies?
At 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
We still would have knocked off.
Right?
But you could have still texted us.
I know. I should have.
That's a thought that
I'm
counts.
A terrible friend. Yeah. I wanted to tell the world this has happened. I did. I put it on Instagram. And I don't think I deleted that one. It's on my story, man. So you got a couple more hours.
Okay, there you go.
We'll go check. It sounds like a fun night, man.
It's Bassmaster Classic.
I know. Right? Well, what else are you going to do? It was crazy. I drove through Knoxville just getting out of here, and it's like everybody that you've known your whole life that's in fishing is – waving at you. Everybody's here.
Oh, it's so cool.
The whole world is converged on Knoxville right now.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, dude. Absolutely.
I don't know where anyone's parking, but they're here.
Yeah. I hovercrafted in, actually.
Did you?
It's much more convenient.
I thought maybe you'd have parachuted. Yeah.
I have a parking spot, but I honestly have no idea how I'm going to get back to it because I don't know where it is. I drove around in circles for 2 hours, but I finally found a spot.
Gosh. If I'd have known, I would have not brought the big truck. You know?
Right? You couldn't have parked. I'm in a parking deck. You couldn't have brought the big truck.
I've had to bribe for my spot. And then my buddy says, hey, I'm going to take your truck and go to the Malibu boat plant. And I'm like, what?
What does that mean?
A ski boat.
Oh, okay.
He's from California. I'm like, dude, we're here for bass fishing. You should be looking at all these beautiful bass boats right here.
No
he's
doubt.
He's already got a Triton. He just wants a ski boat. And I'm like, okay, but you better not lose that parking spot.
That's right.
Like, I don't care what you got to do. That truck better be back there. So.
Well, other than the head banging and the metal music.
Yeah.
What's going on in Fred's world, man? What have you been up to?
Honestly, it's go, 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 go. I do not stop. It's awesome. I mean, I feel like everything's really going well. Obviously, this week we were releasing a couple new baits. I've got the swim bait I've had for a few years now, the Boom Boom Swim Bait. And at the Classic, for the very first time, we're releasing this guy right here, which is a line through series. And what that means is you put the line through, you tie the treble hook on the bottom, you put one of the points back into the belly. When you catch a fish, the bait slides up your line, you don't harm the bait, and you don't fight anything but the hook and the fish. So you can catch a lot more fish with this bait, but here's the deal. We widen the belly, we've balanced the weight on it perfectly. You can throw this bait now in any direction. Where the other bait, the rigged version, it's already weighted, mm-hmm. You put the treble hook on, you really got to use boat control to your advantage.
Right.
So if you're not using
so it doesn't roll.
so it doesn't roll, and you got to make the cast with the wind, this, that. Mm. So this is like no control.
Okay.
You just go out there and fish. If you want a guy that's never thrown a swim bait before to catch a fish, this is the easiest one to throw.
It's a thing, and like you're not thinking swim bait.
We've got little itty bitty ones.
Boom.
We've got
awesome
middle ones.
Whoa.
See that.
So this
you've
one's
got
a 5-inch.
Three sizes?
Right now we got three sizes.
That's awesome.
A 4, a 5, and a 6.
That's
wow.
That's cool.
And at this show, they're only available at the Carolina Fish and Tackle booth. So limited supplies this week. But
look at that sucker right there.
They'll eat that, Fred.
They will gobble it.
They're going to eat that.
I've been hammering them on
Look how excited Pete Glusick is over that mini one.
This one might not leave the table.
This one is for you, Pete. You're going to take that one. That is yours.
I mean, I love the color. It's slightly translucent.
So it's funny how this color came about. Last year at Kentucky Lake, I was throwing the rigged version and in the Bassmaster Elite Series and finished fifth place. I caught every one of them on this color right here, which is Ghost Minnow. But what I was doing, because the water was slightly stained, is I took my chartreuse marker and put a stripe down it. And so I'd go back and forth, and every time I picked the one up with the chartreuse, I'd get bit. So then finally it was just straight up, and I said, we need to make this color. And that's what we did.
Got to do it.
So now it's Sexy Minnow.
Nice.
Sexy Minnow.
So Ghost Minnow,
is.
Ghost
is
Minnow a, with a chartreuse
is.
Stripe.
It's sexy a Sexy Minnow.
Minnow. Smallmouth, I love that deal.
Dude.
Oh, my
it's,
goodness.
It's probably my favorite color.
Is that St. Clair Magic right there?
Dude, I guarantee it is. I haven't been there and thrown it like that yet, but I'm sure it will be.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm jealous. I want to be the first one to go do all this stuff.
Well, you got to hold
when
it back. You got to hold it back for market. For
May, actually.
Gotta
May.
That's right. Well, we did. We held back this guy, which is the other bait, a popping frog. Now, this sucker we're releasing here at the Classic at the Stanford booth. They're selling them right out of their booth. And this is the new popping version of my regular frog.
I like it.
And, again, I got you guys a couple.
I like the narrow body, too. Fred.
Yeah, so what? It's narrow. It walks really easy.
Look at that.
For my kids, because they don't, you know, they're hard, you know, to manipulate a frog and throw it and make it walk. It's really easy to walk.
Yep.
It's thinner. It walks. But the cool thing about it is it's not your traditional popping frog that just goes bloop, bloop. The mouth is actually that of a pencil popper.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
So when if you work it right, you're going to start spraying water back and forth.
Really?
So you can go real subtle, and then every now and then give it a and when you spray water with a pencil popper, it's almost like a little fury of bait fish.
Sure.
It's something chasing. So now you're creating a little bit of a food chain on the top of the surface, and that bait right there, you know, with the frog fur, obviously we got that little bit of loop and hook kind of a Velcro on the top. What that does is the fish grabs it. They can't blow it out. So you get a little bit longer hook set with it. We got a super strong harness on that frog that you're not going to break. You know, you put 65-pound braid. I personally, on this frog, I like the 50-pound. I like the lighter braid on it, cast it. It's a little more subtle. The bigger frog, I throw 65-pound on, which is the original.
Okay.
So
the lighter braid, does that help you walk?
It helps it walk. Better? It helps it walk. Helps it cast a little further. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a little bit. So.
And it's got the eye on the bottom.
Yep, we got the eye on the bottom.
Rarely seen.
The patented.
In the frog world.
Yep.
A lot of guys put that on aftermarket, but that one that's built right in.
Right in.
But I love these. Like, I know we talked about this. We fished them in Mexico. A lot of you guys, Bass UTV subscribers, you saw me and Fred fishing down at El Salto and smashing them on swim baits.
Yeah.
And we were messing with jig heads. We were trying to figure out the right magic combination to get every one that bit in the boat. And I know that the line through on a swim bait, in my experience, is almost 100% strike to catch.
Gotcha.
I mean, it changes everything.
More so than the jig head.
Yeah.
Way more. Okay. Way more. Yeah. Even an exposed hook.
And they completely lose leverage. When that line slides through, that bait slides up. The only thing that does happen is sometimes you'll be reeling in a fish and you'll watch another fish grab the bait.
Grab the bait.
I have seen that happen so many times, and that fish is usually bigger than the one you first hooked.
Of course, right?
But, again, if you can get another rod out there real quick, which in Major League Fishing you're allowed to do now. So
I
don't want to just have one tied on. I want to have two tied on.
Yeah.
So if that does happen, which if I'm on that bite, it's going to happen throughout the day.
Yeah.
Another fish will come and grab that when it's
What is that
so
rule?
So if you can get another rod out. You can put your rod down one time.
One an hour or one a day?
One a session.
One session.
So a session's what, 2.5 hours. So you can, if this happens during the day or during a session, you can hook that fish, grab your other rod. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but you can throw out on that one while you're still fighting this one and try to get both of them. Then you got a real mess because you got to figure out how you're not going to get a penalty.
Yep.
So
we saw Anthony Gagliardi do it.
Yeah, and it's pretty incredible. My mind doesn't think that way because it's been illegal for all the time bass fishing.
Reprogramming.
So I got to reprogram myself to it. But
I'm used to it with smallmouth all the time. You know, you just you stick a rod between your legs and drop a tube.
That's the
and you catch one of the others.
And then it's chaos. So, mass chaos.
That's crazy.
So you 100%. Can do it. But yeah, I have seen that happen. And the weight on here, I can't wait to try this. I'm so excited about this bait. Because I used to throw a bait, and I'm sure you remember California Swim Babe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my favorite swim bait. They don't make it anymore.
That California Swim Babe deal?
Swim Babe, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And the mermaid on the back.
And they had a line through, and everyone that bit it, you caught. But the baits, it didn't work that good. The baits would rip off.
Right.
And
that's a little bit wider of a bait, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bigger. This is a smaller, thinner profile. Man, and the sizes.
Yeah.
I love the options here.
We did widen the baits to make this thing, you know, work a lot better. So it's not going to roll over. But it's still flat-sided enough where you can skip it. So
okay. Oh, that's awesome.
But for skipping, I like the weedless version.
Right. Because
that way the hook doesn't get, you know,
jostled around.
Mess around. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Ball
Say
up
it, Pete. What
like
is
that.
This?
What is what?
That's a game changer. First game changer,
game changer
of the day.
On the show. We're going to hear that over and over again. But, hey, speaking of game changers, guys, if you're watching us on Facebook, subscribe to Bass University TV. We have the best deal going on right now. It's 30 days free, or it's $30 off an annual. It's our classic promo going on right now at Bass University. So if you guys are here, come by and see us at the booth. You're here at the classic. Come by and see us. We've got an amazing deal. And if you're a subscriber, come by and see us. We got some goodies for you too.
All kinds.
So
of stuff.
We got a lot going on here at the classic.
41 cents a day, Pete. 41 cents a day.
41 cents
Bass
a day.
University.
It's priceless information. You get all the. You got Fred Rombanis showing you how to work his frogs, how to use his swim baits in a long form where there's no questions when you get done. All the little details come out. So a guy has a good chance of going out and duplicating that technique. And that's what we do at Bass University. And you guys watching, IM us. If we use your question live on the air, we're going to be sending you some cool stuff. BTC will be reading it to us, or Eric the intern, or I see the Mark Jeffries, our executive producer, just popped his head in back there. So if we use your question on here, we're going to give you some cool stuff. That's what's going on here. If you're watching on Facebook, get over to BassU.TV, get subscribed right now, and we'll get you guys all hooked up.
This just in, I stand corrected, 33 cents a day. For Bass University
with
subscription.
With our new discount.
That's what it comes to, 33 cents a day. How can you go wrong?
You can't afford not to. But and we bring you live. We're going to be live not only here, but we're live all over the country. We've been in Florida with JT Kenny and a number of others with Paul Mueller. We're going to be all over the country showing you some of the greatest bodies of water with the greatest anglers in the world, giving you direct access to them. That's all coming in 2019. But so right now we're here at the Classic, man. I love the new baits. I love the new frog.
The blue one. Look at that.
That's the officer.
I see.
Officer.
The officer.
I see. You like that?
Can we call this live PD?
Explain the officer.
All right. So I live at Lake Darnell. Muddy water, shallow river.
Yep.
Black and blue swim jig country of the world, in my opinion. And I'm like, why? If I'm throwing a black and blue swim jig, why am I not throwing a black and blue frog? I mean, you're talking that much difference on the water column.
Yep.
And it's funny because there's area there where it's got a nuclear power plant that puts warm water in. So it could be 35 degrees out, and I'm fishing 64-degree water and catching them on this guy.
That's amazing.
So it's been fun. I've already caught a bunch of fish on it, and that's sucker.
You know, because you're talking about that, JT Kenny explained to us down in the Tannic waters of Florida where it's black and blue country down there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the Nichols black and blue spinnerbait.
Yes.
And it's like we're starting to get on to
same
this thing.
Same thing with the cranks, guys. Yeah. I've been throwing that black crank bait for years and just don't talk about it.
It's out of the bag now.
I've also got in the weedless version of my swim bait, black and blue and June bug and a green pumpkin for that dirtier water that you put the chartreuse tail on.
No kidding.
So I've been kind of exposing that technique a little bit.
Is that a special hook that you guys designed for this?
Yeah,
it seems pretty unique, actually.
Yeah, we have it. You know, a lot of times with a frog, you're wanting to bend them out a little bit. Well, this one's perfectly. If anything, you can bend them in if you're fishing real thick slop. Mm-hmm. But with the popping version, you're usually kind of fishing more open water. So this is already. You don't want to take this out and start bending it. It's already ready to go.
No, they seem. That's the first thing I always do with a frog. I kind of do this.
Yeah,
deal. Whether that makes any sense or not, that's what I do.
It's been a year of back and forth designing on this frog. It's not something we just popped out and put to market.
Cool.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah. And,
how does that work? How does that process work? Like,
first, you make a mold. You make a hand mold.
Then you make a hand mold.
Well, I draw a picture.
Those drawings? Yeah.
I draw these pictures. Then you get Dieter Stanford, who's the lure designer, and he'll make an actual clay mold of it and everything and send me pictures and, you know, back and forth. And then we finally agree on the size, the shape, when we're going to try to match a hook with it and everything else. Then we go ship it, you know, or give it to our guys, and they go and have it done. So,
okay.
But then you have to have a master mold. And then if that something's wrong with that, then you got to redo that master mold. I mean, there's so much.
Isn't that crazy?
That goes into it. And then you got the colors, and then you got to go back and forth on all that.
Would you ever think when you were a kid, just walking the pond, that you would ever be designing a frog someday?
I mean, it's the coolest thing. It's humbling. But what's really cool is these are the baits that are tied on my rods. Like, perfectly to the way I want them. And I don't care if anyone ever fishes them, because I know I will fish them. That's how much I trust them and believe it.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
And there's a special feeling that comes along with not actually executing on it in derbies, right?
Yeah.
On your stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, getting you in the winner's circle on your designs.
I take that back. I mean, I do care. I want other people to like and experience.
I
know. But
we knew what you meant.
But selfishly, when I'm fishing a tournament, I don't want my competitors throwing my – that's what I meant to say. So you know what I mean.
Don't get the confidence in
And that's what it is. It's all up here. And it's funny because, you know, guys are throwing my frogs now, and I'm fishing against them. And it's cool. And I think it's awesome when they tell me that, and I'm thinking, man – he's going down the bank. I hope he's not throwing the same one I'm throwing.
Throwing him the change up a little bit.
Well, speaking of confidence, this is what I was worried about this week, man. Because you can appreciate it.
Yeah.
You can, anybody that's ever fished, you're on them. Conditions are flawless. Tomorrow's Derby Day. You've just been smashing them. You show up. Conditions change like they did for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And your best areas are like a desert. There's no fish there. I mean, that is the biggest disappointment, the hardest hill to climb mentally.
It's like when the officer is in the rearview mirror. That's the feeling you get.
Yeah.
That's the exact feeling.
Yes.
That's what it feels like, man. It feels like you just lost your wallet or, you know, you had to move away from your best friend. It's a horrible sensation. And you've got to somehow overcome that. I mean, you got any tips for our guys on how to deal with that mental side of it?
Man, you just got to grind it out and just hope that there's going to be a window that they really turn on. You know where the fish were. You know that they were there. You may have to adjust, do a couple different techniques. And it's hard because you get so stubborn and so stuck on one thing. Like if you're throwing a spinnerbait, you don't want to pick up another bait.
Yeah.
Because the moment you do, you're thinking you missed that opportunity.
Yep.
But you know how it is. I mean, that it could happen. And believe me, I like my swim bait. I'll get out there and I'll throw my swim bait and I'll get on a good practice. And it's happened to me already twice in Major League. I've thrown nothing but my Baby Boom swim bait, weedless, and a cold front rolls in and this and that. And I go, okay, well, maybe at 2:00 it's going to happen.
Yep.
When I'm getting so far behind, then my head starts spinning. I mean, yeah, it's a tough deal.
Yeah.
And I can just tell you that you got to be willing to adjust. That's why I think you see these younger guys really excel. It's for one.
Jordan Lee is a prime example.
They don't have all that preconceived.
They do not have that preconceived notion in their head
fearless.
At all. They're fearless. They're willing to adjust. They're willing to put they're so relaxed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We've fished so many tournaments. We've had those bad experiences that every time you have a bad experience, it's plagued in your head.
Yep.
And it's whether you want it or not, it's stuck there.
Yep.
And so you don't want that to happen again.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just think that, you know, these younger guys haven't had that up, you know.
Yeah, that disappointment.
They haven't built up
enough.
They're not jaded yet. That's the word. They're not jaded yet. So
it's funny. Over the years, I actually I have talked myself down off the ledge before I even go to the tournament. I'll be on 4-pounders all day long, but going into the tournament day, I'll be like, I know they moved. They're gone. I'm already.
You're already left looking at yourself.
I know. Before I make a cast, I'm already saying I'm sure they're not here. You know, like. I have to prepare myself mentally for them to have disappeared because it happens so often. Sure. And fish don't do the same thing for very long at all. So whatever they're doing, they're going to change. So I have to, like, what I do the night before, the morning of, where's the change? If they drop the water, what could happen? If they raise the water, what could happen? If the cold front moves, what could happen? And I already have step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in my mind ready to go. And then you get that first cast, and you're like, see, I knew it. They left.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's the double-edged sword.
Is, as much as you're prepared.
That's what makes the sport so fun, though.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what makes
that's
it
the double
a challenge.
Edge. We have in our mind as bass fishermen always preconceived notions, always creative visualization. It's always there for us. Yeah. There's nothing we can do about it. But it's the matter of overcoming and know basically when to throw that creative visualization.
And you know dang well somebody's going to catch them.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
always.
Matter what. Always yep. somebody's going to catch them.
Yeah.
Always.
There's very few tournaments I've ever heard of where there was only a fish caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's when someone winner, says that, winner, I'm more shocked than a 40-pound bag.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Only one fish was caught in a tournament.
Winter derbies around our house is one fish will win. But that's that, other than
our
that.
Our place, too. Yeah, other than I totally that, understand.
Somebody always catches them. And you were the 40-pound. I'll never forget down here or down in Florida where, you know, I thought I was really on them. I came in with 15 pounds, and I'm asking people who's leading the tournament. You might have been in that. It was the Rojas tournament.
No,
and
it was before me.
And everybody, they said, 45 pounds is leading it, or 44, whatever.
Just like,
and I'm like, yeah, they're just jerking my chain. I've never heard anybody catch 40 pounds before.
Yeah.
And then, they go, third place is 40 pounds, fourth place is 40 pounds. And I'm like, are you – I got like 15 pounds. I thought I was going to be top 10. But somebody will always – figure it out. They
it's
will
amazing.
Always catch them. So you got to adjust. And that's what, you know, Jordan Lee's the best at it because, like you said, he doesn't have enough life experience yet to weather those disappointments, or he's just.
Hey, but he's naturally good.
He's naturally gifted at finding the fish.
Shoot.
Something about
knowing
that.
When he's knowing when he's on them.
Yeah.
That's another thing that a lot of guys
miss.
Yeah,
he knows when to hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And that's what,
when
that's
hit
what
the
blows
brakes.
My mind.
Well said.
Is, you know, he covers a lot of water, does a lot of different things, and then he knows when to hit the brakes and fish those fish. And that's what it takes to win. It's obvious.
Yeah.
But that
well said.
You're absolutely right. Because because what can happen if you don't hit the brakes, you get a couple bites and you just keep moving.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't recognize that, hey, wait a minute, this is something special and I have to slow down. He has a natural affinity for that.
Pretty cool.
But and he was catching
them
this morning.
Now you got me wondering.
He was catching them this morning.
Is he about to win the number three or
what? Yeah. Well,
never know.
We've all learned not to count.
Score tracker update. We got Roy Hawk in the lead with 5 for 12. Ott Defoe, Brent Chapman, Josh Bertrand, Lucas, Cliff Perch, and Ike sitting at seventh. Got a couple questions on the IM board, guys.
Nice.
A little comment before you get to the first question.
Yes.
Justin Lucas was the only man that I talked to at the event, at the press, that said he was not on him.
Uh-huh.
He was
nothing
not
going on.
I'm telling you, I believed him. He had 10 rods out. He was re-rigging everything, borrowing spinnerbaits from guys. He was not on them. So, interesting to see him in the top 10 right now.
Yeah, no big fish this morning, man.
Low weights.
Yeah, low weights.
Something's going to happen.
Well, I think maybe what has happened, and this is my initials. I haven't been able to see everything, but it looks like they're dropping water on the reservoir. And these guys were all fishing in this much water. Even the smallies were coming this deep to this deep.
Yeah.
And you could see on the dock pilings the water dropping.
Nice.
And how many times have we been there, you know? I mean, once that water starts falling on these bodies of water, man, that shallow bite, it evaporates.
And it's hard to abandon that deal.
Yep.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where now I see that and I know I'm not doing and I'll stick with flipping or whatever if I'm getting bit, but you know you need to back off and probably throw a reaction bait. That's usually a significant sign. You see a water line, you back off, go reaction. If you don't see that water line, you can go to the bank.
That's a great tip right there.
How about that?
Water's dropping, see the water line, back off, reaction baits.
Mm-hmm. Horizontal fishing versus down, you know.
Yeah, excellent.
Nice.
That's an excellent nugget.
Absolutely.
Indeed it is.
What do you got, Debris TC?
If I don't know if you guys covered it when Freddie's talking about his swim bait, but rod and line. What are you rolling with?
Oh, sorry. Just made a post at live action on Instagram that we're bass university.
That you're at a metal concert?
You are going to detention for that, young man.
So, line. I mean, I like going straight fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
When I'm throwing my swim baits, you know, on the line through series, straight fluorocarbon. I mean, if I'm going to throw this guy, I might throw this guy on 8-pound test to 10-pound on the little one. You know, spinning rod to a bait caster, just depending on the situation. On the bigger ones, usually 15 to 17-pound fluorocarbon.
And you said 8 and 10 on this?
Yeah, I will. I'll go light line. Yeah.
Wow.
With the exposed hook, you can get away with a lot lighter line.
Yeah, you can go super light with that one.
Well, how will this perform on heavier line, say 15?
No, you can still go 15. You could totally. It just depends on what I'm fishing.
Gotcha.
Can you hold it up one more time? Get in there, Jeff.
Get in there. So yeah, I have not
made a cast with these yet, but this is my new favorite swim bait, by the way.
Nice. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But yeah, you can go 15 on it, no problem. You can go 20 on the bigger ones. It's just when I'm throwing that one in my mind, I'm thinking spotted bass. You
gotcha.
Know, you know,
little smallies.
Smallies, you might want to go. Smallies, you might want to go a little heavier. You know, 15. Mm-hmm. You can do it. 12.
See, because I'm thinking, but 15. Yeah. Bait casting tackle.
Totally. If you're gonna do that, no problem.
Smallmouth.
No
boat
problem.
Flips.
No problem.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No
problem. So you're a rod. You probably have a different rod set up for these different.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm actually so it's really cool because I signed with Gary Dobbins mm-hmm. and Dobbins Rods,
awesome.
And you know he is very particular with rods. One of the best bass fishermen of the West Coast of all times. Won 40 something bass boats. Just to give you an example, yep. This guy's
sure.
talent. And when it comes to rods, he's the man.
Yep.
And he has actually given me, I think, as an angler, the very first opportunity to develop an entire series of rods with him.
Oh, right? Wow. That's
so
awesome.
We're doing a Boom Boom series of rods. We're doing everything from flipping, square bill cranking, swim bait, frogging, you know, my specialties.
Covering the gamut.
Covering it. We're starting off with five rods, with even a spinning rod. And
that's for your boys.
Yeah, so
put the mic closer to your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
There you go.
I felt like I was slipping a little bit there. But anyway, so on the bait cast rod that we're doing for the swim baits, mm-hmm. it's actually an 8-foot rod. And it's the
really?
Same rod that I would throw like a 10XD on. So it's a big cranking rod.
Gotcha. Right, right.
And you want that parabolic bend to it. You want that fish to be able to grab that swim bait and you not pull it out of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But you still want to go with fluorocarbon. It's got low stretch, right? So you want to have the less visibility, but you want to have a rod that can absorb some shock.
Sure.
And that's the big key. And so in developing this rod, we put
an 8-footer.
Everything I know into swim bait fishing into it. And 8-footers, what we're gonna, we'll probably do a couple different ones for the smaller baits, but 8-footer overall.
It's a launcher.
Yeah, it's a launcher.
When can we see that rod?
I think we're going to introduce it at ICAST. Is our,
okay.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to do. So nice. It's going to be a $250 retail rod. I mean, we're going to go high end,
right?
Quality components, and
very cool.
Yeah.
How about reel gear ratio and
so,
spool size?
So really, if I'm going to get someone to throw a swim bait, I'm going to tell them go 6.5. Don't go too fast. You know,
yep.
You can even go slower, because mm-hmm. You don't want to overwork that bait. A lot of times, people are overworking them. Now, I will tell you, the way I've been fishing them on my river is the weedless version, which is it's been out. We did the darker colors and stuff, and I'm throwing it on a belly weighted Hayabusa 958 7-0 quarter ounce weight.
Gotcha.
On 17 to 20 pound fluorocarbon with that 8-foot rod, cranking rod, but I'm throwing it on an 8-to-1 ratio reel. So if somebody's fishing with me, I can explain to them why I'm doing an 8-to-1, and it's simply the fact that you're using a hook that you have to bury
drive.
Into a fish, drive, and you're fishing in that much water. Mm-hmm. And where do those fish go? They're either coming towards you or going the other way or this. And if he comes towards you, you've got to be able to keep up with him.
Yep.
I made the mistake in a tournament last year using a 7-3-to-1 with that swim bait, and I lost a couple big ones that would have won me a Pro-Am on Darnell.
Mm.
And so I said, well, I got to try fast reel. And since then, my hookup's been unreal. I mean,
yeah.
I might miss one or two fish out of 20, you know.
Right.
So.
And that's going to happen here. We're going to see that a lot here because these guys are fishing in no water.
Yeah.
At least they were. I don't know about today, but that is so frustrating because you can catch big fish in this deep water.
A 5-pounder.
And they come right at you.
Can live in 6 inches
of water.
It's
so frustrating, too, how they'll just – sometimes you'll be winding, and they'll just be moving out, and you finally catch up and go, and it's like
– it's gone.
I got a video of a 7.5 I caught at Darnell just a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwing this sucker, and I mean – big, and she starts getting me kind of going. My line snaps. Just a freak deal. Line snaps. But there's nowhere for that fish to go as long as my boat is pushing this direction. So I'm trolling motored over there. Believe it or not, my trolling motor caught the line. I reeled a 7.5-pounder in with my trolling motor. Got down, lipped. I got it all on
that's
camera.
That's outstanding.
All on camera. It's a cool thing. And that's a giant at Darnell. That's like, you know, a 10-pounder on the Delta. Or
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
That's a big one.
Did
that's
you get a
amazing.
2-minute penalty for that or no?
Dude. I didn't care. I was so excited. I was like, this is awesome, you know.
And, that's outstanding.
So.
No, that's pretty cool. And I can't wait to get these out. Look forward to seeing the gear. We're going to send – is that BTC back there? I don't know who asked that question, but we'll
– What's that?
Who asked that question? You got
to, that would be B. Spalding.
B. Spalding.
On the Bass University, bassu.tv.
Is he a winner?
Yep. He is a winner.
B. Spalding.
B. Spalding, send us your customer number. It's in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and we will hook you up with some Bash U swag. And thanks for the question. Thanks for watching, guys.
Awesome.
And just to remind you guys real quick, Bash University, if you're watching on Facebook, come over to BashU.TV. It's 30 days free, and it's $30 off an annual subscriber going on right now. It's our Bassmaster Classic special going on right now as we see everybody coming through, coming through the Bass University area right now. Steve Donis, the artist for Bassmaster, is here with us.
That's right.
Glad to have him, and maybe soon the artist for Bass University. You may see some cool cartoons coming through.
Awesome cartoons.
For Bass University coming soon.
I'm pretty sure he did one with me, and it was pretty phenomenal. I was like, dang, dude. Are you kidding me?
That's right? Awesome.
Just I keep telling him to make me look thin, but he's not doing it. So we got to work on that part, Steve. But we got to go back to Skinny Pete cartoons. That'd be fun. Maybe that'll be the title of our new deal. But keep the IMs coming, BTC, and I think we're going to take a turn here.
You want to turn the corner?
And
are
do
we
the,
ready for this?
Do the challenge. We got something going on.
We didn't even tell Fred.
You don't even
know.
He has no clue. Am I involved in this?
Well, guys are both. I would say that you are both seasoned bass fishing professionals. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah.
I would say.
I think that they're seasoned bass fishing professionals. I think you might agree with me. What we have created here is called the Bass U Battle. And we are pairing bass fishing professionals against each other with fictitious scenarios. You have to give us your best evaluation. You're right, Fred. These are falling off. You have to give us your best evaluation or way to handle these scenarios, and you will be judged, and there will be a winner. Brian, what is the contest prize here for these
bragging
guys?
Rights
for those two?
Yeah, we got to give them something else too. Do we have goldfish crackers?
Bass University subscription.
Bass University subscriptions. Yes, it's only 33¢ a day. BassUTV.com, and that's all you got to do.
And a little floaty.
So, you're both men of many nicknames. I think what did Fred start off as? What was his first one?
The one that I first knew him as is Uncle Freddy.
Uncle Freddy.
I still call him Uncle Freddy.
Uncle Freddy. And then he became Swimbait Fred.
Swimbait
Fred. And then the one that really.
You remember the bowling name, right?
The bully name.
The bowling.
Bowling.
We would. We used to go bowling all the time.
Yeah. Oh. What was the nickname?
I don't want to say it, so we're just going to leave it alone. I shouldn't even done it.
You cannot.
It's not right. It's just not politically
correct. You want to save it for the Ike Live show? Maybe that one we could say it on.
Skeet still calls me special. Let's just put it that way.
But now Boom Boom is here. He is now Fred Boom Boom Rambanis. Rambunis.
That's right.
Rum Boom Boom. It's a tongue twister. Think like you're not thinking. And this guy, Pete Glusick, simply the Dean.
The Dean.
What's some other...
I don't have that many AKAs, man.
The glues.
I keep
the glues is loose.
The glues is loose. The glues is on fire.
That's right.
Glue some like you got them.
Sweet Pete.
Yeah.
Sweet Pete.
A friend with glues is a friend indeed. There's always that. Boom. But what we're gonna do is a bass battle, and you guys kind of.
I think Fred wins the battle of the nickname.
Yeah, he definitely wins the battle of the nickname. There's no doubt. But. Back
Pistol
to
Pete?
Heavy weights. Okay, that's you were probably. Talking about when you fished the Derby or when Rojas had the 45-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
On Lake Okeechobee, you had a 35-pound bag once, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I don't even think you won the Derby with it.
No. It was and I left an 8 and 9 on a bed that I wanted to catch the next day so I could win the Derby. And I was in the first flight, and literally somebody had come in and caught those two fish after I left. So.
A 35-pound bag of fish on Lake Okeechobee. Also, you guys talked about low water, right? And what to do in low water. Have you either one of you encountered low water on Lake Okeechobee ever?
I have.
All right, here's the scenario.
Have you?
Are you ready?
I'm trying to think about it. I have.
Well,
when you
can
only
cap.
Fish. Yeah, yep.
This is the first ever Bass U Battle Live from the 2019 Bassmaster Classic. And it's called Somebody Pulled the Plug on the Whole Dang Operation. Lake Okeechobee's water is historically low. The lake is navigable, but dangerous. You have fished the weeds. The fish are not in the vegetation. They're not in the vegetables, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to tell us the location you will pick, the baits you will pick, the presentation you will pick, and the type of cover or structure that you will now target because they are not in the vegetation. With that, Fred, we give the floor to you.
Well,
first.
The neat thing about Okeechobee is there's actually a rim canal that goes around it, and we use that for rough days on the water. And I have fished Okeechobee when it's been low, now that I think about
okay.
it. And I caught them pretty good on a shaky head along the riprap. You know, you still catch some good 4-5 pound, maybe even a giant. But the other thing is, if the conditions are right, I will walk a frog right along that riprap.
Aha.
Sneaky frog.
Sneaky Freddy. It's
probably another this nickname. Black and blue one right here. The officer.
Honest officer. Okay, is that all you got?
I mean, you want to try to keep it as simple as possible because the rim canal is a pretty big area. What I'd be targeting is like its general location. Now I'm going to give up all my juice if it is.
You have to. This is Bass University. You have to give
look
up
for,
all the juice.
Look for breaks in the riprap, little cuts and indentations. There's a couple spots in particular I have in mind. And there's also underwater ridges that come off those rocks. And if you can find some of those, that current's usually flowing when the water's low. You know, they're going to be positioned right behind those. So
he's getting lots of points. Yeah. I'm not going to kid you. He's pointing up right now.
Yeah.
I've been silent.
He's pointing up. I see you. I see you brewing over there.
And you know, crankbait's a good option too. But
look at you.
But I, yeah.
I think that you pretty much nailed it. I will accept that as a complete answer so far.
Okay.
Fred Rabanis obviously in the lead, but Pete hasn't gone yet.
All right. All right. Fred, here's where you're going to go down.
Oh.
And if he says Carolina Rings, I don't even know what one is.
He said that's where he's going down.
First thing I want to say is their vegetation is always in play on Lake Okeechobee.
Okay.
And I've been there when that place is 7 feet low, and the last bits of eel grass that are still able to get to, sometimes you got to idle or troll for a mile to get to them, and them studs are still in it. That would be my first choice, is to ignore the dock talk.
Okay.
Coming from Pat Renwick.
Amazing. This is real.
And,
this is real stuff.
And go fish the grass, man. I'll find that grass. But once I get there, it's going to be about making long casts with soft plastics, either Texas rigs or Senko style baits or buzz frogs. You got to get away from the boat, and you got to take your trolling motor out. You got to push pole because you just
got to get in those areas.
Get close to those fish. In that situation,
I like the way he's fishing. Just throwing it out there. Like, I would love to go out there and find that grass.
He's not paying attention in class.
I got a minus one for the Senko.
Yeah, no, I'd be throwing a frog. I just want to throw it out there. I'd still be throwing a frog at Okeechobee.
Yep.
So this is kind of a role reversal for me, I'll be honest. I'm actually playing teacher here to the dean. And I have to reprimand you because you did not follow instructions. Unfortunately, the question stated they are not in the vegetation. If I were to say, Pete, remember when the Russians bombed Pearl Harbor? And you would be like, Pat, it was not the Russians that bombed Pearl Harbor.
It was the Iranians.
But yeah, but this is in class. This is the fact. So, yeah.
Hey, the first thing we learn as fishermen
is not to listen
to anybody.
Even in class.
Not listen.
That's a good, hey.
Think like you're not thinking is the lesson for the day.
Believe me,
Brian the Carpenter lives at the launch ramp waiting for dock talk.
No.
Well, I am going to.
He camps out.
I bait my own hook, bro.
Can I give you my plan B? My plan B?
I'm going to give you another chance just because you're the dean.
All right. Here's my plan B. Because here's the problem with that offshore grass when it's that low. It's impossible to find. You know, if we had drones back then, it would be awesome because then you could find where to go. But just in your boat, it's hard to find that isolated.
Sure.
It takes days. But what I get into the canals, and my best big fish weapon in those canal systems is fishing the old core. It's coral, right? Those old coral breakoffs, slow rolling a spinnerbait. It gets me the biggest bites that I can get on that that particular body of water that time of year. So,
Pete Lusick, you are the winner. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Lusick has just won the first ever Bass U.
Thank you very much.
Bass battle. He nailed the coral thing, the crankbait, and those answers are based on history.
Yeah.
If you remember David Fritz actually won an FLW Derby there in maybe 2001.
Second
place was Kevin Van Dam. They were fishing the dynamite holes. The coral race, you were very close with the canal.
The coral put you over the top?
The coral, put you over the top.
See, I didn't know it was
the
coral.
The coral put you over the top. All that negative
Made
stuff,
up.
I take all that bad stuff I said about Pete Glusick back because he's the winner of the first ever Bass Battle. And I want to keep my job, so.
All right, I'll call Jason, my program developer, and extend my BashU subscription for 1 year, please.
There it is. But great job.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
seriously,
thanks. I tried.
Amazing answers.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pat. And thank you, Fred, for coming and visiting with us, man. I can see this is going to be a success for you. You're building some amazing products.
I appreciate
that.
And
you're having fun out on MLF? It,
yes. Yeah. Shoot, it's so much fun.
We can tell.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's stressful. It's fun. It's exciting. I think every event, I probably drop 5 pounds because it's so nonstop.
Yep.
You know, when you're fishing in your own tournament where you got all day long to catch five,
mm-hmm.
and that's your goal target is 5 good fish, you fish relaxed and stuff. But when you're hearing Score Tracker and you're hearing guys catching them and you're not, you're just, I mean, you're
– in motion.
It's so fast-paced. Even though we get that 15-minute break, we need that.
Yeah.
and I need it just to be like, okay, got to eat some food. I got to know that everybody's not fishing right now because it could lead to a heart attack.
I have a question. Because I fished a couple of tournaments where we had that Score Tracker stuff.
Yeah.
And I about threw my guy that was playing it out of the boat. I'm like, I do not want to hear. I absolutely – Do you, do
I don't
you
think Ike Kennelly wants to hear it either.
Yeah. Do you have the option to say, I do not want to hear? Can you put earplugs in? Can you like, I'm not, you know, and not listen?
Yeah,
or
mean.
Do you like knowing?
When they start talking, as much as you don't want to hear it, you can't
it creeps
not.
In there.
No, you can't. Like I want to go, la da da la, do all that, but you also want to be like, what?
What did he say?
How much?
Who kind of what? I'm that far. What play? I'm 30th. What? No.
Oh man.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's a fun aspect of the sport, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is so much happens in the last 2 minutes now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch what has happened in the last 2 minutes, it's been
crazy.
It's insane.
I watched it. Like, of course, we watched Ike, and you know he's got it won. He waits for what he thinks is a reasonable amount of time for the update to come. And then he starts accepting that he's made the cut.
Yes.
And then, of course, they get a Score Tracker update, and it goes into meltdown mode.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't. I mean, that was the biggest disappointment there is.
It's raw emotion.
It is.
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, we saw it with everybody this year. And what's amazing to me is how often it happens. It's like every single time there's somebody that's in that gets knocked out. When they do the last update.
Always.
That's awesome. Except unless you're on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great for us to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to being that guy that catches that one that gets me in, not out.
Well, we're going to be watching you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being here. We're going to take a break, BTC?
Yeah, we're going to get real short break. I'm going to keep the cameras rolling.
Okay.
We're just going to play a little music, keep the cameras rolling. We got Munenori from Japan Import Tackle sitting here, ready to go. Fred, stick around. You got to see the baits he's brought over.
All right.
You're going to like it.
Giant swim baits.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Nice.
Sexy stuff.
All right.
All right, guys. We will be right back with some more from the Bassmaster Classic, Bass University Live. We'll be right back
in a few
minutes.
Give them a double point on the way out.